This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a lot going on in this economy right now, a lot of it happening very, very quickly. So we thought this would be a good time to get Kyla Scanlon back on the phone. We had her on last fall talking about how she does what she does, educating people about this economy on TikTok and YouTube, in her newsletter, pretty much all the socials. Kyla, it's good to have you back.
Very excited to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Very different circumstances, though. Last time it was all inflation and how you got people to pay attention to that. Now it seems there's a sort of a different vibe in the air. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, very much a different vibe.
So look, how does that affect? So we should say here, and I said it in the introduction, you are, I think, you really try to educate people about this economy, right? That's that's your thing.
Yeah, I try my best, for sure.
And you do a great job. And we talked about that last time. Here's what I want to know before we get into the substance. How has the change in the economic situation changed the way you do what you do?
Mm. Yeah, I try to be gentler, right? So I think things are a lot scary. It's a lot bigger. And you have to be very cautious in the word choices that you use, the facial expressions that you make, because when people are watching your videos every day, they can notice small discrepancies.
It's so interesting you concentrate on your facial expressions because, of course, on TikTok and Instagram, it's all visual and you are right out there.
Yeah.
So to the nuts and bolts, what do you make of this moment that we're in?
What part of it?
Okay, all right. Well, let's go big and small. First of all, the whole thing, right? We got the Fed coming up tomorrow. Right. We have a banking situation. I will let you call it a crisis if you want. We've still got inflation. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it's super tough, but I think the Fed has a really tough decision tomorrow. You know, like they've raised rates to the point where a little banking situation was caused and we still have inflation. So I think that's either showing the limits of the Fed toolkit, showing that fiscal policy probably needs to step up, and then also showing that maybe the Fed went a little bit too hard in the paint with raising rates for a while. Yeah.
Jay Powell in the paint. Yeah, I can see that. Sorry, I want to get back to you for a minute and how you do what you do. You know, one of my mantras all the years doing this job is look, if you don't understand the economy, it will one day rear up and bite you in the tuchus. And and sadly, I have been proven right many a time. I wonder how you, as you try to reach your audience, which we talked about last time, right? Mm-hmm. How you make them understand that?
Like that they need to understand
that
the economy?
That they need to know. You need to know this or it will hurt you. Yeah.
So I think number one, people do want to understand, but they don't even know where to start. And then number two, people who don't want to talk about the economy, they're more often doing it because like it's big and scary and it's a big, scary thing to understand. And so for me, like when I try to explain stuff, I try to use words like vibes, right? To be things like sentiment, you know, using the characters and the skits really helps convey like how people should feel about stuff. Like if you see a character make a face or based on that script, people do want to understand and we just have to give them the toolkit.
We should say here, and we should give out the handle, right? It's at Kyla Scan, right? On virtually every platform you're out there. And I personally recommend the TikToks and the Instas.
Thanks.
Let me get you back to the vibe, though, right? Last time we had you on, we talked about the vibe session and how you had coined that term and it was getting all kinds of pickup. And people were basically like, yeah, that's exactly right. You now have a thing called the take economy. Explain that.
Oh. It's sort of funny. Credit Suisse cited this too. They were like, Twitter is the reason that our bank blew up.
Right.
And same with Silicon Valley Bank. Like you had social media risk, which is a risk that nobody's really sure how to price. Nobody's really sure how to evaluate the power of Twitter.com and causing a bank run. But I feel like there's these incentives in place for different types of people to really incite rage and fear into the hearts of many in order to like get a bag, right? It's just very valuable to be very loud, even if you're wrong, which is unfortunate.
It is indeed. What now happens, do you suppose, once we're through this tough spot, right? I mean, we're going to get through Powell tomorrow. We'll have another banking thing happen, or maybe not. Jamie Dimon's going to save the world, or maybe not. And then what?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting with Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan, like it's literally just like the panics of, you know, 1907.
History matters. I say that all the time. History matters. Y'all can look it up.
I mean, I think there will be more regulation in place for sure. I think that we've seen a lot of unprecedented action from policymakers on this, like the Treasury, the FDIC, the Fed all getting together, making this big decision, all the central banks coordinating so we could do swap lines, mm-hmm. all the big banks coordinating so they could save First Republic. Like, we've seen a lot of collective action, and I'd be curious to see how that transfers over into the future. Like, how are these all these entities mm-hmm. going to work together moving forward?
I cannot recommend her content highly enough. Her name is Kyla Scanlon. You can get her at Kyla Scan on every platform that's out there. Sign up, get her stuff.
Really appreciate
Kyla,
it.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch.
Woo. Thank you. Appreciate it.